tide. Let's go.
Woo! Alright, let's take a look at our weather forecast today.
Today's forecast, a lot of sunshine, blue skies, marine clouds. Just a perfect day to go outside and relax. That's your forecast. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sunny day, sunny day, sunny days. No clouds in the sky, but a getaway feels like it's been a freaking day.
Hello everyone out there, and welcome to Oliver. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy that you can be with me. It is an all-new Oliver tonight here, Wednesday, May 15th, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we are transmitting over the internet radio waves. And I just want to let you know that today's show may be more suited for when you're not driving or doing activities or listening to it in the background. It's better suited for when you're in a relaxed state of mind, when you can sit quietly, because we are going to, there are going to be some meditations that are being brought in that I scoured the internet so you can understand a little bit more what we're going to talk about today. And we are going to talk about the Silver Method, which I am certain that a lot of you out there, you already know about it, but this is just a few of the techniques that I love, that I'm bringing in, that can be problem solving, they can make you reach your goal faster, they can keep you in a more relaxed state of mind, because we are going to talk about going to the alpha level quite a bit today, and when we're sort of operating on those deeper levels, we are more inclined to problem solving, being more creative, and also be more enthusiastic and feel more relaxed and feel more rejuvenated. So there's going to be some stuff there. So this particular recording today, it's more suited if you are, so to speak, as I said, if you're not driving a car, operating machinery, I always make a joke, you know, don't vacuum while you're listening to this. You might accidentally vacuum up little Fido, and we don't want that. So don't do that. But before we get into all of that, I just want to let you know that you can join me over in the chat room, although today is we are going to interact a little bit, but as I said, there are going to be some meditations in between everything that we are talking about today. So it would be sort of in your, so to speak, interest if you allow yourself just to pay attention in that sense. But if you do want to join in the chat room, you can do that by going to ubuntu-radio.com. Up there in the left-hand corner, there's a chat button. And if you click that, it'll take you to Facebook, where our chat room is. I believe you do have to ask to get in, but Jay, he's standing by, and he'd be more than happy to let you in immediately. He's usually really good at it. Jay's awesome. And also, just to let you know, I am over at 1-2-Listen every day. I'd love to talk to you. A lot of energies have shifted and turned around, so there's lots to talk about. If you see any changes in your life, I am standing by over at 1-2-Listen, so I would be more than happy to talk to you. We have lots of sales coming up, usually Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And in between all of those sales, we also have 1-2-Day. We have new moon sales, and there are many sales over there. And I would check it out if I were you, because it is a wonderful place to just get a bit of advice if you need it. Also, I am still very active with my weekly top-ups and weekly love squeezes, and those are my readings for each zodiac sign, and you can find that over on YouTube, Wellness Beyond Intuition. That is Wellness Beyond Intuition. I'll post a link in the chat room, and so you can subscribe, and so every Monday there's your top-up. It's sort of a boost to get your week going. And love squeezes, they are on Friday, so you can end the weekend feeling that love squeeze and maybe go pursue the love of your life, who knows. But yeah, they're up there over there every Monday, every Tuesday, plus a lot of other good stuff that's happening over on Instagram on my account there, Wellness Beyond Intuition. Memes every day, how to improve your intuition, get inspired to use your intuition, and also just an uplifting place to be if you're looking for sort of another boost during the day, and also a lot of reminders of what's going on. Lots of reels are coming up, and yeah, just busy, 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 but never too busy not to talk to you or would want to listen. Always remember that. pretty much locked on 24/7. Never know when you need to hear kind voice, or maybe I am a kind voice. I know I just tooted my own horn saying I have a kind voice, that I'm a kind person. Although I can be a bitch, but anyway, not to you, of course. So yes, we are going to talk about the Silver Method today. And as I said here in the beginning, that a lot of you may have heard about it. I've talked about it before. We did a while back, we did the water and glass technique, which was, it's a fun technique. But today we're going to dive into the three finger technique. And we're also going to dive into the mirror of the mind technique. But before we can do the mirror of the mind technique, we have to program the three finger technique. And the three finger technique is sort of a unique place, but the guy that I have chosen to explain it, he explains it so much better than I do. But the idea is that we operate on a level which is alpha level, even in sort of in a relaxed conscious state of mind. Alpha level, it's sort of the place where you go to just before you fall asleep and just as you're waking up. And because our conscious mind hasn't taken over at that point, we are letting our creativity take over. And on that level, it's easier for us to find solutions to certain problems if we have any, or be more creative, come up with ideas. And it's just a really wonderful place to be with the three-finger technique. I've used it so many times. It's one of the reasons I believe I got into theater school in Toronto, which was like a jumping through the eye of a needle. But I remember doing my performance all the time with my three fingers put together. And I still use it a lot today, especially if I feel I'm in a stressful situation. I quickly put them together. I program my subconscious to know that when I put my three fingers together, I'm on alpha level. And that is part of what you will see too as we move forward here with the three finger technique. I apologize for all the noise outside. Every time I sit down to record, it seems like there's always a bus coming by, or a tractor, or a tractor. We're not out. I don't think I've ever seen a tractor down here. Anyway, I mean a truck. So I don't know why. It's sort of like they just want to be part of this. And it's just sort of the charm of sitting here in my kitchen and recording this for you guys. Anyway, the Silver Method and Three Finger Technique is a wonderful technique that I've used many, many times. After that, we're going to hear from Jose Silva's daughter, Laura Silva Quesada, and she will talk about the Mirror of the Mind technique, and that's got some meditation music to it, and it'll also have some brainwave techniques that are embedded into the recording. So certainly when you listen to that, you do want to sit down and close your eyes and let yourself know what's happening. This particular recording that you're getting today is probably one that you might want to download or keep in case you want to go back to these techniques the way that they are. As I said, I found the Silver Method back in 95, 96, I believe it was. It might have been 95, could have been 96. And that was back in the days when you pretty much went in and you did a 3-day silver course. And back then you paid, it was a pretty high fee back then, but once you paid the fee, you had free access to the Silver Method for the rest of your life. You even got a little card so you could repeat it all over the world. And I've repeated it in Israel, a couple of times in Canada. And so I have repeated it quite a few times to just refresh all the techniques and going through it. And it is sort of a very uplifting course. And if you read the whole story, how Jose Silva, he came upon all of this, it's pretty phenomenal. I've used it, as I said, I believe, to get into Ryerson Theatre School in Toronto to get my acting degree there. Also, I've used it silly situations also, like just to sort of like see myself, in certain situations. I was sitting on the beach one time in Israel, and there on the Mediterranean, and there were some very obnoxious loud people behind me, and all I just did was put my three fingers together, I counted backwards, and when I was on alpha level, I visualized that I was sitting there on the beach with no noise behind me, nothing at all, just quietly enjoying the Mediterranean. And lo and behold, 5 minutes after I had done that, these guys, they packed up their stuff and went somewhere else. I don't know whether it was me forcing them out. I don't know if I have that kind of power. All I know is that it took 5 minutes and I got the peace and quietness that I was asking for, and I could enjoy the Mediterranean there at the sunset. Which right now, when I go down, scroll again, and watch the sunset, it's over the Pacific. So yeah, it's quite fantastic how you get to see the world from different points of views when you travel. But yeah, I still use it a lot. I've just gotten into the mirror of the mind technique, beautifully done. The recording that you'll hear in a moment. And it has a really profound impact. It actually opened up my mind to certain things that I'm doing wrong in my meditation. Not doing wrong, but certain things that I could have done differently, I would say, both in meditation and visualizations, in order to feel more that I'm on the right track to achieve my goals, because I do have a whole list of goals, and also achieve what it is that I set out to accomplish here in life. Don't forget, also, by the end of this show, we are going to end it with an affirmative prayer, which is another tool that I use a lot, but we've talked to ad nauseum about my five-step prayer, but we'll probably refresh that again sometime down the road. But today it's all about the silver method, and which I absolutely love, and as I said, I still use to this day. I just remember going through everything that I've gone through, all the modules I've done, and all the white magic I've looked into, and spells and everything else, and it always just seems so elaborate. You had to pick certain branches at a certain time of year, so you couldn't really get ahead with your ritual if you wanted to, and you had to get a special colored candle and a special colored ribbon and a special this and a special that. I mean, like spells are pretty intricate if you really go into them. But for me, I just wanted to find easier ways to access those levels where you can manifest from without having to pull out your whole arsenal of magic hoodlums or whatever it might be. It has been absolutely an incredible journey going down that route, and see that the silver method is a very simple technique that you can use anywhere, and also the five-step prayer, very simple technique that can also manifest stuff in your life, and to a certain degree, of course, all of it also comes down to a really deep belief system, which actually the mirror of the mind can help you with. It can actually help you shift your belief system to something that is quite different from what it may or may not look like. So anyway, that said, we are in a moment going to go into the three finger technique, and it's about a 10-minute explanation. It's also a programming, so you can use your three fingers in any situation. It should automatically, once you've gone through the programming of your subconscious mind, it should, when you put your three fingers together, it should put you in a relaxed state of mind that mimics the alpha state of mind, where you're relaxed and you can, and when you operate on those deeper levels, as I said, your mind gets healthier, your body gets healthier, and there's just certain things that you can really put together once you're there, and things you can go after and things you can achieve once you are on those deeper levels. And of course, you can go deeper into theta and delta, which we actually do once we fall asleep, when we go into deep sleep. But for now, let's just stick with the alpha level. When we're in a conscious state of mind, we're on the beta level, but we want to sort of allow ourselves to learn how to operate on the alpha level as much as we possibly can. And the guy who's going to explain all of this to you in a moment, I honestly don't know who he is. I just like the way he described it. He's part of it might just have been a recorded voice that's been using to orally just say what's going on, or the transcription is just being broadcast in a spoken word. So anyway, I sit back and relax and listen to this recording, and I will be with you in a flash and a moment.
You're listening to Oliver on 12radio.com.
Use your free fingers. Yes, the three fingers on your hand. Go ahead, touch the tips of your thumb, index finger, and middle finger together now. When you make this simple three finger connection, you may be surprised to discover it can flip on alpha functioning in your brain almost instantly, even with your eyes opened. Imagine being able to instantly slip into a state of deep relaxation and laser sharp concentration, even in the midst of chaos. Or having the ability to recall complex information with crystal clarity, as if you just studied it moments ago. What if you could tap into your intuition and find solutions to problems that have been eluding you for years? Now you may ask, what is alpha functioning? It's a state of relaxed awareness where your brain drops into a lower frequency brainwave state, opening access to deeper realms of your subconscious mind. In alpha, you become highly suggestible, able to reprogram your beliefs and behaviors at their core. It's like a mental gateway that unlocks your brain's full potential. This neat little mind hack trigger comes from Jose Silva's famous Ultramind training system. He found the three fingers technique snapped people into the ideal brainwave state for planting seeds deep in their subconscious roots. Before we dive into the mind-bending power of the three fingers technique, it's important to understand its roots. This extraordinary practice has its origins in the groundbreaking work of Jose Silva, a man whose relentless pursuit of human potential would change the way we think about the mind forever. At the heart of Silva's teachings was the concept of the alpha level, a state of relaxed, yet focused awareness that allows us to access the subconscious mind. It was here, in this elusive realm, that Silva believed the keys to our full potential lay hidden, waiting to be unlocked. And unlock them he did. Through his work, Silva demonstrated that by entering the alpha level, individuals could achieve extraordinary feats, from accelerated healing and pain management to heightened intuition and even extrasensory perception. But Silva's crowning achievement, the technique that would become his legacy, was the deceptively simple yet profoundly powerful three fingers technique. This unassuming practice, which we'll explore in depth shortly, has the ability to reshape the way you think, learn, and approach life's challenges. Now that we've explored the fascinating origins of the three fingers technique, it's time to dive deeper into how this practice actually works and why it's so effective. At its core, the three fingers technique is all about programming your subconscious mind for success. You see, our conscious minds, as powerful as they are really just the tip of the iceberg. The vast majority of our mental processes, our beliefs, our habits, and our deeply ingrained patterns reside in the subconscious realm. And this is where the three fingers technique comes into play. By bringing together the tips of your thumb and first two fingers, you create a physical anchor, a sort of mental shortcut that taps directly into your subconscious programming. Think of it like this. Imagine your subconscious mind as a vast library, filled with shelves upon shelves of knowledge, beliefs, and deeply ingrained patterns. The three fingers technique is like having a secret code that allows you to instantly locate and access the specific book you need, whether that's the ability to stay calm under pressure, recall complex information with ease, or tap into your intuitive problem-solving abilities. But here's the real kicker. The three fingers technique doesn't just give you access to these mental resources. It allows you to reprogram and rewrite them entirely. By entering a relaxed alpha state and combining the power of visualization and mental conditioning, you can quite literally reshape the way your subconscious mind operates. Want to overcome a crippling fear or break a self-sabotaging habit? Use the three fingers technique to reprogram your subconscious with new, empowering beliefs. Struggling to stay focused and motivated? Condition your mind to enter a state of laser-sharp concentration with just a simple hand gesture. The possibilities are truly limitless, and the best part. This incredible power has been lying dormant within you all along, just waiting to be unleashed. Now that we understand the power behind the three fingers technique, let's dive into the practical steps of mastering this incredible tool. First and foremost, it's important to approach this practice with an open mind and a willingness to suspend your disbelief. After all, we're dealing with the vast, uncharted territories of the subconscious mind, a realm where the rules of logic and reason often don't apply. That said, the technique itself is remarkably simple. Whenever you want to activate a specific mental program or state of mind, bring the tips of your thumb and first two fingers together in a gentle circular motion. This simple gesture serves as the trigger, the key that unlocks the door to your subconscious programming. But here's where it gets really interesting. Before you can use the three fingers technique to its full potential, you need to actually program your subconscious mind with the desired outcome. This is where the power of visualization and mental conditioning comes into play. Imagine, for a moment, that you want to use the three fingers technique to improve your ability to stay calm and focused during high-pressure situations, like public speaking or job interviews. Here's how you might approach it. Enter a relaxed alpha state through deep breathing exercises or meditation. Visualize yourself in the desired scenario, exuding confidence, poise, and unwavering focus. Reinforce this visualization with positive affirmations such as "I am calm, confident, and in control." While maintaining this visual and mental programming, bring your three fingers together and repeat the affirmation. Reinforce this process through regular practice and repetition. Over time, this mental conditioning will become deeply ingrained in your subconscious mind, creating a powerful association between the three fingers technique and the desired state of being. And the best part, the more you practice and refine this technique, the more profound its effects will become. What starts as a simple hand gesture can eventually become a powerful tool for self-transformation, unlocking reserves of mental strength, focus, and creativity you never knew you possessed. Now that we've covered the basics of mastering the three fingers technique, let's explore some of the incredible real-world applications of this powerful practice. One area where the three fingers technique has proven particularly effective is in the realm of stress management and relaxation. In today's fast-paced, high-pressure world, the ability to quickly calm the mind and body can be an invaluable asset, whether you're facing a looming deadline, navigating a difficult conversation, or simply trying to unwind after a long day. By programming the three fingers technique to trigger a deep state of relaxation, you can instantly access a sense of tranquility and clarity, even in the midst of chaos. Imagine being able to diffuse a heated argument with a simple hand gesture, or conquering those pre-presentation jitters with a few deep breaths and a gentle touch of your fingers. But the applications of this technique go far beyond just stress relief. Many individuals have found success using the three fingers technique to enhance their memory and concentration. Whether they're studying for an exam, preparing for a big presentation, or simply trying to retain important information. By programming the technique to trigger a heightened state of focus and mental clarity, you can tap into reserves of concentration and recall that might have previously seemed inaccessible. Suddenly, complex concepts become easier to grasp, and seemingly disparate pieces of information begin to connect in new and insightful ways. Boost learning. While studying dry textbook concepts, use three fingers to enter relaxed focus. Facts and formulas seem to stick more when learned in Alpha's receptive mode. It's like your internal tutor perks up ears to eagerly absorb the subject matter. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The three fingers technique has been used by entrepreneurs, artists, and problem solvers of all kinds to unlock their creative potential and find innovative solutions to even the most daunting challenges. By entering a deeper state of awareness and tapping into the vast resources of the subconscious mind, you can access a wellspring of intuition, insight, and out-of-the-box thinking that can propel you to new heights of personal and professional success. Whether you're an executive looking to gain a competitive edge, a writer seeking to overcome creative blocks, or simply someone striving to live a more fulfilled and purposeful life, the three fingers technique can be a powerful ally on your journey towards self-actualization.
You're listening to my favorite psychic, Oliver, on 12radio.com. He got me through a mid-past life crisis.
All right, and welcome back here to Oliver. You are listening to Oliver here on 12radio, and if you just tuned in right now, today we are talking about the Silver Method, which is why we just put you through the three-finger technique to program your mind to be on what we call alpha level. And I think he explained it pretty well. So this is something that you can play around with. You don't have to use it for other things other than just to relax. Or if you have an exam, you can put your three fingers together. If you have a job interview, you can put your three fingers together. You know, it's easy to do. People don't even have to see your fingers. I do it all the time. Actually, as I'm sitting here talking right now, my three fingers, they are together. That's how I stay cool, calm and collected. With there's a truck going by outside, otherwise I'd be out on my balcony yelling at them, going, you know, don't you know I'm recording a radio show? Damn you! I'd probably do it in Spanish if I spoke enough Spanish to do that. But to remind you again, if you just tuned in right now, your weekly top ups and love squeezes, they are available over at Wellness Beyond Intuition. Do go and check them out. Top ups on Mondays, they are to give you a boost for the week. You know, Mondays, they always, some people, they just don't like Mondays. There was even a song about it. Sort of like after the weekend when you had fun and you've been relaxing and you've had a good time. So this is just a boost to get you going on Mondays, so the week ahead may seem a little bit more fresh in perspective. And also on Fridays, there you'll find your love squeezes as you enter, and they're mostly about romantic relationships, past lovers, current lovers, future lovers, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other. It's all there. And they're very quick, these readings, because they're done together. There's about just a quick minute for each sign to get sort of like on Fridays, get the love squeeze for the weekend. So you have a little extra oomph to greet the weekend and sort of be beautifully engulfed in that kind of energy, you know, over the weekend and then the following week. So lots of stuff over there on YouTube, Wellness Beyond Intuition, Wellness Beyond Intuition. And I did post a link in the chat room. Also, what I want to let you know is that I am available over at 12Listen Daily, where I do do readings, and I'd love to talk to you. There's a lot of things that's happening planetary-wise and energetically, not just planetary-wise, but I also sense that there's a lot going on energetically. It may affect some of you out there, which is very interesting at the moment, you know. For some reason, what I've been dealing with lately from a lot of clients, which is it always comes in three. I don't know why, but long distance relationships have been the big one lately. And to navigate a long distance relationship can at best be a challenge. But I've spoken to Some of my clients, they've done it for 10 years and still going strong. So I cannot express enough how long distance relationship they can actually work if that's how they start out. They usually do not work very well if you have already lived together and then suddenly it becomes a long distance. Just in my observation, I could be completely wrong. Some new things that are also happening. I am in the midst of re-releasing my book, 21 Days to Transformation. It's going to be titled a little differently. There are so many tools now you can use to make it really nice and look differently. So that'll be coming out soon. It's mostly written because, as I said, I have released it. I released it 20 years ago. And it's gonna come out again. I'm gonna do a fresh one of that, So that's coming out as well that I'm working on right now. But so many other things I'm working on. Go over to Instagram, my channel there, Wellness Beyond Intuition, chock full of inspiration to enhance your own intuition, which I find very important, obviously, because I work with that. But let's get back to the Silva method and what's coming up next. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted you to listen to the three-finger technique first. What's coming up next is Jose Silva's daughter, Laura Silva Quesada, and she's going to guide you through the mirror of the mind technique. And that is where we are using the three-finger technique as well to get to alpha. To the alpha level, which is why I thought it was important that we programmed your mind first before you go in and do the mirror of the mind. The mirror of the mind is a very, very powerful technique that unfortunately I haven't done enough, but every time I do it, I see incredible results in my goal settings and what I'm looking to achieve. So, and it also comes with a lot of aha moments because it's so vivid and so lively. And this is part of where we talk about Neville Goddard when he talked about the law of endings. Because here you pretty much just visualize the ending and what, like for instance, the ending of what it is that you would like to achieve. Not so much how to get there or the means, just what the end result will look like. Of course, you can use this technique in any way you want. But the law of endings is very, very interesting because if you see yourself in the desired outcome, for instance, let's say you want to fly business class to Europe, see yourself flying business class to Europe as the end destination. See yourself in business class. See yourself eating the best food and having the best wine, perhaps, and lots of seating and just very special. So if you this is just an example, obviously, but if you can see the ending of you doing that, then that is supposed. Then you don't have to worry about the means to get there, how you'll get there, how it's gonna happen. Just know that that is your reality. And it can be even if you want to buy a new car. The ending is that you see yourself in your desired car, putting your hands on the steering wheel and the color of it, and see yourself driving it down the road. You know, that's the ending of that, you know. And then you don't have to worry about how that car is going to show up in your life. And it goes with many, many different things that you can use it for. But as I said, it doesn't just have to be the law of endings. It can also just be... be you actually working on a specific thing, which I was here the other day, which is why I pulled out the mirror of the mind technique one more time. And there was a few things in there that I had forgotten to how to navigate it. And so it was very well done, and it's very well explained, in my opinion. It is you may disagree, that's fine, but I think you'll enjoy it. And this is really the one where I think that you should find yourself a spot where you can really sit down and use this as a meditation. And if you somehow can download this, and I can even post a link into the recording, into the YouTube recording in the chat room. Because if you can use it on a day-to-day basis, daily, maybe in the morning when you wake up as the first thing to program your mind for a wonderful day and for your goals and what it is that you want to see happening, then I really feel that you set yourself up for success each and every day. I really believe that. I'm not just saying that because it seems like the best thing to say. And and just know that this is a powerful technique, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. And obviously, you know, please write me and tell me how you've done, how it happened. Like, see if you're using it, see if you see any changes. I mean, these things, if we don't hear feedback, we don't know if they're actually working or if they're actually really doing something. But lots of people have used these techniques for years, and they seem to get pretty good out. There seems to be some pretty good outcomes. So, allow yourself to look at it that way, and then enjoy Laura Silva. And here is the Mirror of the Mind technique.
This is 12radio.com, and you're listening to Oliver, a guide so intuitive he receives lightworkers' compensation.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. You may enter a deeper, healthier level of mind by simply relaxing your eyelids. Relax your eyelids. Feel how relaxed they are. Allow this feeling of relaxation to flow slowly downward throughout your body, all the way down to your toes. It is a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy state of being. The following are beneficial statements that you may occasionally repeat while at these levels of the mind. Repeat mentally after me. My increasing mental faculties are for serving humanity better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better, better, and better. Positive thoughts bring me benefits and advantages I desire. I have full control and complete dominion over my sensing faculties at this level of the mind. and any other level, including the outer conscious level, and this is so. I will always maintain a perfectly healthy body, mind, and immune system. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming the Mirror of the Mind technique. You can use this technique for problem solving and goal attainment. Create and project on your mental screen a full-length mirror. This mirror will be known as the Mirror of the Mind. This Mirror of the Mind can be mentally increased in size to encompass within its frame a thing or things, a person or persons, a small scene or a large scene. The color of the frame of the Mirror of the Mind can be mentally changed from blue to white. The blue frame will denote the problem or the existing situation, which can be converted into a project. The white frame will denote the solution or goal. To solve a problem or to reach a goal with a mirror of the mind, enter level 1 with the 3-to-1 method. Then project the image of the mirror of the mind with blue frame on your mental screen. Create an image of the problem thing, person, or scene, and project it on your blue-framed mirror of the mind in order to make a good study of the problem. After making a good study of the problem, erase the problem image, move the mirror towards your left, change the mirror's frame to white, and create and project a solution image onto the white-framed mirror. From then on, any time you happen to think of the project, visualize the solution image you have created framed in white. And this is so. I will now allow time for you to work one problem case. Begin by applying your learned techniques. At the count of 3, project the image of the mirror of the mind with the blue frame on your mental screen. 1, 2, 3. Project the image of the blue-framed mirror of the mind on your mental screen. Now create an image of the problem thing, person, or scene and project it on your blue-framed mirror of the mind in order to make a good study of the problem. Now erase the problem image, move the mirror towards your left, change the mirror's frame to white, and create and project a solution image onto the white-framed mirror of the mind. What do you want to manifest? When will this happen? Who will be there to give you feedback? How will this make your life different and better? Why is this important to you? Project desire, belief, and expectancy onto the solution or goal image. and if it's appropriate, step into the image, become one with that you in the white framed mirror of the mind. Put your three fingers together and say to yourself mentally, whenever I have a need or desire to feel this way, believe this way, think this way, or behave this way, all I need to do is use my three fingers technique and it will be so. Allow your body, brain, and mind to memorize this wonderful feeling. Experience it fully and completely. From now on, any time you happen to think of this project, visualize the solution image you have created framed in white. And this is so. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. You will continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in, so that when you move on, you shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. You will consider the whole of humanity, depending on their ages, as fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters. You are a superior human being. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
You're listening to Oliver on 12radio.com. He can parallel universe park like a boss.
Welcome back to Oliver. If you're just tuned in right now, we have been talking about the Silver Method today, and you are listening to, as I said, Oliver here on 12radio, where we are changing the way you are listening to the world. It's a little bit of a different show today because I really believe that this show is more geared towards an evening at home in your favorite armchair, or maybe just lying in bed listening to it, or whatever you want to do with a nice cup of tea. Who knows, some of you maybe like a nice glass of red wine. That's fine too. By me, you can have it. Have one for me as well, and just allow yourself to sort of dive deeper into these techniques. But then, so right now, for those of you who just joined, so we started out with explaining the three finger technique, which we sort of programmed up our subconscious so we can use the three finger technique. That'll take us to the alpha level, and when we operate on those deeper levels, we do have a sense of becoming more creative, It's good for problem solving, and it's good to stay healthy in mind, body, and soul. And it's just a really wonderful place to be. The three fingers, all you have to do once you're programmed to know this, all you have to do is just put your three fingers together, and that should put you in a conscious state of mind at the alpha level. After that, we were just listening to Laura Silva Quesada and the Mirror of the Mind technique, which is a beautiful technique. And yes, and please out there, you know, like once you start using these techniques, they're here to be used. I mean, I love scouring the internet for especially YouTube, because it's readily available, but not everybody, they have the time to do this. But I'm always interested in learning, and there's so many things on YouTube that besides all the censoring that's also taking place on YouTube, unfortunately. But if you're looking for educational stuff like this, there's a ton of it out there, and tons of meditations, and it's all really well done for the most part, in my opinion. It's really well done. So, and I'm not, just so y'all know, because now apparently I'm a southerner, I am not endorsed by YouTube in any way whatsoever. I'm not endorsed by Spotify either, which I do want to let you know that I use a lot, because right now I discovered audiobooks on Spotify, which is just fantastic, because if you don't have time to read all the time, then at least you can put a book on audio, and they have all titles, and it's included in your premium membership if you have that. And there are also tons of podcasts you can listen to, it's just really great, all these tools that are out there that you really don't have to spend thousands of dollars on getting, but that can actually get you in the right frame of mind, so you can start producing, so you can start getting to where you want to be in life, you know, manifest that relationship. Yeah, that's another thing. You can use the silver method to manifest your dream relationship as well. It's absolutely possible. And you can also use it to manifest your dream job, more finances in your life. You can use it for many things. And as I said, you don't have to go out in the middle of the night, because it's not a spell like that where you have to go in the middle of the night and pick up strawberries under the full moon, you know, in order for you to create something in your life. That would be kind of cool, actually. I've never done that. Not thinking about it. Squirrel. All right. We are sort of coming to the end of the show, and it has always been, it's just been such a joy having you here. I hope you enjoyed today's show on the Silver Method. Let me know what you come up with, and don't forget, you know, and I'm going to say this again, your weekly top-ups and your weekly love squeezes, they are now up over on YouTube, on a Wellness Beyond Intuition, and also Instagram, Wellness Beyond Intuition, full of stuff that you can tap into, and also the messages from the new moon messages from the gatekeepers, they're also up. You can find them over on Instagram as well. And so there's so much going on, as I just mentioned before. I'm also reviving my one ebook that I wrote many years ago called 21 Days to Transformation is being revived and being reorganized. So it's all good. It should look pretty phenomenal at the end of the day. Something that you all can, you know, grab and hold on to. But before I let you go, of course, here is your affirm the prayer. But first of all, I just want to say Raven is up next, and then of course followed by wonderful Jay and Alan. So that's up next. But here we are. So don't go anywhere. Your affirm the prayer starts right now. I close my eyes and I know, in this moment, there is just one divine power, one truth, one infinite life force. It moves through me, all the way through me, through every subatomic particle in my body, every single cell. It goes by many names. At this moment, I choose to call it spirit. I know spirit is all there is, and spirit is the very creator of it all. The universe, the multiverse, the planets, the stars, countries, the mountains, the beaches, the forests, all the beauty, all that's not so beautiful, the seen, the unseen, the heard of, the unheard of, everything that's just waiting to be revealed, and everything that has been revealed. Spirit is the creator of it all. Spirit is the very creator of me, and I am the microcosm within the macrocosm, which is Spirit. I operate with Spirit and co-create with Spirit my life each and every day, and it is this moment I step out into the world, knowing that Spirit can only do for me what Spirit can do through me. So I say yes to life. I say yes to manifestations. I say yes to happiness. I say yes to health, love, and abundance. I say yes to improved finances. I say yes to my dream job. All of this, I use all the techniques I can possibly find that speak to me, and I use those techniques to get to my desired goal. It is easily done. As I pay attention, as I'm open-minded, as I stay alert, and as I keep an alpha mind, I know that this is unfolding already now. I am so grateful for this. Deeply, deeply grateful that I say thank you, thank you, thank you. So I allow these words to just let them have wings and fly into the infinite one, which is Spirit. It is here that I know is already a fully realized idea. So therefore, I let Spirit and I let go, and together we say, and so it is.
It hits me like a tidal wave. sirens.